Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, February 18th. We were realizing yesterday was a holiday for our company. Mm-hmm. How many days till the next one, Storm?
97.
97 days.
Till Memorial Day.
That's a long trek, man.
According to Siri.
So here is what you may have missed on the show this morning. We found out what a grand millennial is.
Yeah.
And come to find out, it's a decorating term, and it refers to millennials that are getting tired of the mass market furniture explosion that they pretty much had to endure when they were growing up. And they're rebelling against the monochromatic catalog looks that were raised with basically white walls and things like all those nature. So they say that
wallpaper is back, baby. Flower prints and bird prints all the way.
Yeah, they're saying this generation is not afraid to mix brown wood furniture or their grandmother's china to add personality and uniqueness to their homes and, of course, to the Instagram feeds.
Yeah, and it's free stuff from grandma.
There you go. Now look at that. I'm still waiting for the wood paneling to come back.
And shag carpeting. We're going to bring that back.
Yeah. Put Please don't do that.
That cool conversion van you just bought, Chris.
Oh, yeah. If it's a rockin', you know.
Yeah, we're going to California, man.
Let's see. There's a report out here. There was a time that one of the selling points of buying a Mac or an Apple product is that you didn't really have to have virus protection, that they were pretty safe from people trying to get into it. That's kind of changed over lately. The antivirus company Malwarebytes released a report that says that Macs are more susceptible to malware than actually window PCs. Hmm. The company says in 2019, there was about 11 threats per endpoint on a Mac versus 5.8 threat points on Windows PCs.
That's what you get for being popular.
Apparently. Yeah. And here's the thing. You would tend to think because you buy a PC, you buy, like, antivirus software.
No. It's usually extra by Kaspersky, which is a Russian company.
Yeah. Hmm. And that stuff actually is supposed to be cleaning your hardware or your hard drive out, but actually it's adding malware and adware products to your computer, which is why it's slowing down.
But Apple is always updating its security, security stuff on your computer. That's why they give you those different updates.
Yeah, they do. And the nice thing about the Apple's is that it will get rid of those programs for you. So it is interesting to find that out.
Yeah.
We found out that wine prices are going to be dipping to the lowest levels in 5 years very soon.
Too many grapes. Therefore, too many grapes equals too many wine.
Too much wine and not enough.
Too many wine.
Not too many of the millennial generation are embracing wine.
That's right.
So there's an oversupply. I think this is interesting. It takes 5 years. Like if they plan for now, 2025 is when we'll reap the benefits of stuff that's planned today.
Wow.
And it takes that long. And what they found is that the slowdown actually caught the industry by surprise. They thought that they were going to be growing. And that's actually a win for us. They say that prices for wine won't be stable for another 2 to 3 years because the vineyards actually created a more efficient way to grow grapes, but there's just too many of them right now.
That's
I love wine, so I'm happy that this is happening.
Oh, I think it's great. They just the government's going to put tariffs on French wine for some ridiculous reason.
That's too bad. I do love a French
Bordeaux. And you know who pays for the tariffs? We do.
We do.
How about that?
Huh. Yeah. Well, let's see. Ways that we're shortening our phone life, the life of our phone. And it's just kind of things that you don't think about.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like if an alarm goes off, it also vibrates at the same time. But that's kind of like a default thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can shut off the vibrator portion, and that uses up a lot of battery, right?
Yeah, and what they're talking about is with any sort of electronic device, the more you use it, the shorter life it's going to have. And what they're saying is that if you have, now texts and phone calls are different, but if you're getting like recipe reminders or, somebody posted something on your Facebook chat, it's vibrating, you're making your phone work for it. And in essence, you really don't need that notification, do you?
Yeah,
right.
No.
So go ahead and turn that stuff off on all the apps that you don't use. Speaking of that, apps that you don't use, probably better to get them off your phone. Not only does it save memory, but perhaps some of those apps are actually running and charging and using your battery. By the way, the biggest battery drain is Snapchat. followed by Google.
Yeah, I believe that. It's probably constantly running and trying to load all those different games and everything that are built into the app.
Stupid
But
filters.
I feel like there's so many different ones that they're just like constantly trying to find your location, because mm-hmm. that's a big one with Snapchat. You have to actually manually go in and turn off that you don't want the location on all the time. And
yes.
That takes up a lot. The GPS takes up a lot.
Yeah, but it makes me look like a kitty cat.
Yeah. Yeah. Google Maps, also a big one. That also uses location services. Netflix, I thought was interesting. Oh. That was kind of the big thing about, they were talking about net neutrality. I did not know this. Netflix apparently is one of the biggest hogs of bandwidth that comes into your house.
Oh, I believe it. You know.
I believe it. Sure.
And that's kind of one of the ISPs, the internet service providers, mm-hmm. their biggest uh-huh. complaint is that they use so much that
right.
it taxes their system.
And then they get accused of dialing it down.
Right.
You know, not giving you as much data as you really want.
Of course, Amazon, of course, always knowing what we're doing. And so they also use up a lot of your battery. And believe it or not, Facebook is a big battery drain and memory drain. They say uninstalling Facebook mobile app from your Android phone actually saves you about 20% of your battery life. Thought that was interesting.
Wow.
I believe that.
Tucking your phone under your pillow.
Oh, looking I do at that Janie. All the time. Mm-hmm. I know.
Actually, it's kind of bad. And here's what it is that it actually traps the heat from your body and your phone, which actually...
heat is battery killers.
Yeah. It kills your battery and makes your phone kind of not... operate correctly.
Yeah,
so.
But her hair looks really nice, so it's a tough call.
That's true. And then waking up with a fully charged phone may seem like a great idea, but believe it or not, leaving your phone plugged in overnight is a really a bad idea. They say that when your phone reaches 100% charge, it will continue to get trickle charges to keep it topped at 100%, and those right. extra charges keep the battery working nonstop. So in essence, when your phone is charged, you kind of need it to stop. And I do know some of the wireless chargers actually mm-hmm. will stop charging your phone, which I think is kind of nice.
Oh, okay. All right,
yeah, because sometimes I'll look and I'll be like, what the heck? It's plugged in. And then I realize, oh, it doesn't need to be charging anymore.
Right. So there's a couple of them. We found out that you can get Kim Kardashian butt shorts.
Will they charge your phone?
I think if you run fast enough, they will.
Okay.
Yeah, so three Scandinavian artists had too much time in their hands and have created their own version of Kim-inspired shapewear, which they call the bum. They studied her picture for 2 years and used a 3D printer.
So crazy.
Yeah. They created a replica of her bonkadonk.
Let me have that picture again. I'm studying it.
Yes. Silicone spandex and microfiber consistent. It weighs 6 pounds. It's 15.3 inches across.
All right. And how big is that bonkadonk?
42 inches all around.
42.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. They say that the shorts will be on sale.
That's husky, isn't it?
Yeah.
The 42? In a Garanimal, what is that?
You will need
rhinoceros.
You'll need to buy two seats on an airplane. I'll just tell you that. The shorts are limited quantities. They'll go on sale later this year, anywhere from $450 to $600 each, if you're interested.
But you can sell advertising
now. $450 to $600 each.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
Probably can see it from space, I think.
I'm thinking it has its own, got its own zip code.
It's a space butt.
And then finally, we learned that you probably are washing your face too much with the less is more trend that's going on with... like skipping showers, not washing your hair all the time because, you know, you're washing all the natural oils.
Right.
Kind of the same transfers to your face. You have something that's called the acid mantle, which is a protective layer of sweat. Yes, women, guys,
yeah.
We all sweat.
We glow.
Natural oils glow. And amino acids actually protect us. And when you're using cleaners, you're stripping all that stuff away and you're messing up the pH balance.
All right.
And you're causing problems as you put that stuff back on. So it's called the caveman regimen. And some beauty bloggers have had mixed results with it. Some saying it actually works really well. Some saying, no, it kind of doesn't work for their skin type.
Everybody's skin is different. It might work for some people, but not for everybody.
Yeah. And it's something, you might want to consider. If you have constant acne breakouts or whatever, you may want to consider, as strange as it sounds, not washing your face. It might take care of it.
Well, and I do over the weekend. Like, I'll take a shower and wash it with face wash, but then... I don't do any added anything. I just sort of let it finally breathe without makeup or without anything over the weekend when I don't have to see anyone. When I know it's just me and my cats. I'm
yeah,
like,
but,
okay, all au naturel.
Yeah, but inevitably you're gonna have to run to the store. And
the second
you are not anticipating running into somebody, you run into somebody who you went to high school with that hasn't seen you since
high
school.
It's like your long lost 20-year crush or something.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
How are you?
It's kind of like those security cameras. I think Target has them. I know for sure. And there's like, the recording and watching. I'm like, I look hideous on this camera. Turn it off, please.
Oh, yeah.
So there's our show for today, Tuesday, February 18th. We're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And remember, the sun is always shining.
Bye. Have a great day.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.